This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettig along with Charlie Long. I want to tell everybody at 4:35 we'll have Pete Jenkins on with us. Talk to us a little bit about Kyle Williams. He was the guy that actually recruited Kyle Williams to LSU as a high school player. Has been knowing Kyle since then. And also certainly about Davin Gotchell, who he coached at in his final year at LSU. A lot of movement across the National Football League, and if you look across, one of the teams that benefited by losses of the Falcons were the Chicago Bears today. The Bears cut loose Grady Jarrett, who has been a longtime fixture along their defensive front, and it didn't take him long. He signs up with the Chicago Bears, and Dennis Allen, who never got to coach him but had to coach against him. And so Grady Jarrett now joins the Chicago Bears, and then the Bears made the big move, grabbing one of the top centers, certainly on the free agent market, and Chris Dolman. Dolman had been a fixture along that defense offensive line for the Falcons. They were really one of the best run-blocking units in the NFL. And, Charlie, when you look at it, they've added two guards, two veterans in trades, and now bringing in Dolman. So one thing that Ben Johnson did, he ripped a page out of the Sean Payton playbook, in that Sean had always talked about building from the inside out. That was something Coach Payton talked about constantly, building from the center on out first. And you see Ben Johnson doing the exact same thing, and then they bring in a big guy like Grady Jarrett to shore up their defensive tackle spot.
The Bears are primed, Mike, to be the team that makes that significant jump in the NFC, I think, for next year. Do you remember how many times Caleb Williams was sacked in his rookie campaign?
It was over 70, wasn't it?
68, which is the third most in NFL history. So what do the Bears decide to do? They make a move for Jonah Jackson, making a trade with the Los Angeles Rams. They trade for Joe Tooney from the Chiefs, and then they sign Drew Dolman. And that is a completely new interior offensive line for the Chicago Bears. Now, you know, you got Darnell Wright on the right tackle, and they're still kind of connected with Will Campbell potentially at left tackle if they want to do that. But it is a new-look offensive line for the Chicago Bears. I mean, they're...
And what happens if Ashton Jeanty, and I don't think he makes it there.
I don't think he makes it past six, Mike. I think
he's in that top seven or eight for sure.
Right.
But what would happen if he gets there, and the Bears ain't passing up Jeanty?
No, I don't think so either. But I think he goes before then. So if they want him, they probably need to trade up potentially upwards of five, maybe. Because I think the Raiders are going to be interested in them. But we'll see what happens there.
You know, because Pete builds that offense around the running game.
Exactly.
Loves to run the football. And so that would make a lot of sense. And certainly a big trade with Laremy Tunsil being dealt off to the Washington Commanders for a host of draft choices. And it's kind of broken up into 2025 picks, 2026 picks. And you can see what they're trying to do here. They're trying to protect their biggest asset in Jaden Daniels.
Yep.
And having Laremy Tunsil be the guy at left tackle to do it. And, you know, I think he's got one more year left on a contract after the 2025 season. So I suspect that there's also been some workings on a new contract for Laremy Tunsil. But you can see what the Commanders are doing here. They've eyed the fact that, hey, we saw how we got beat last year by the Eagles. So we're going to try to match that. And they gave up, I think it's four draft choices,
right,
in exchange for former All-Pro Laremy Tunsil with the Houston Texans.
And it's over, as you mentioned, the next 2 years. Mike, Diana Rossini has this. Washington receives left tackle Laremy Tunsil, who's a five-time Pro Bowler, and a 2025 fourth-round pick. Houston receives a 2025 third, a 2025 seventh, a 2026 second, and a 2026 fourth. So the Washington Commanders are kind of throwing these draft picks around, making sure that they can build a roster around their superstar rookie quarterback in Jaden Daniels. It's, you know, both of these teams, the Chicago Bears and, you know, the Washington Commanders, they see kind of what they need to help their stud young rookies entering year two, and they're going to make a run at it. So I think it's an interesting move, Mike. You and I agree that Laremy Tunsil did not have his best year this past season, but
something looked wrong with him physically.
Yeah, I think it may have been tied to that he wasn't playing at 100%. If he isn't 100%, you have a premier cornerstone left tackle if you're the Washington Commanders. So it makes sense to do, but we'll just kind of have to see what happens there. Meanwhile,
also to Paulson Adebo, we've had a lot of people ask about Paulson Adebo. He has signed a three-year deal with the New York Giants. Now, those terms have not actually been released yet. Now, initially, it was 3 years, $30 million. I didn't believe any of that.
No.
Now it's being reported more. It's like 3 years, $54 million.
Right. $18 million per is what Mike Garofalo had put out there. So you're looking at a three-year, $54 million contract with $30 million guaranteed. So it wasn't a three-year, $30 million deal. It's more the 30 was kind of the guaranteed money. So Paulson Adebo getting a nice payday with him. And Mike, you kind of worry with this signing. You didn't have the money to pay him that type of, you know, contract.
No, the Saints weren't going to be in competition for Paulson Adebo with that type of money.
No.
And you're not going to be in competition next year either. I mean, okay, you look at this deal, and once it got revealed at the combine that they were going to try to work out a deal with Derek Carr, you fiscally set with him, not only for 2025, but you're going to owe him money for 2026. If you cut him post June 1st, 2026, you're going to be paying him into 2027. Dead money. And until you get that situation fixed, you're going to be watching a lot in free agency. You're not going to be a major player.
I know Paulson's broken femur was like one thing where I'm sure the Saints probably offered him a prove-it type of contract. But when the Giants were willing to take that type of risk on him and give him a deal that pays him 18 per, yeah, you take that if you're Paulson, 10 times out of 10. So he's heading to the NFC East with the New York Giants. And, you know, for Saints fans, you just kind of hope that it's not the same situation that you've seen a couple times in the past half decade where Trey Hendrickson goes and shines with the Cincinnati Bengals and Caden Ellis goes and shines with the Atlanta Falcons. And now, most recently, Zach Bond goes and shines with the Philadelphia Eagles because you just can't pay these guys.
No, and that's not going to be any quick fix here. That contract with Derek Carr is going to stay with you now into the 2027 season.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.